All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. SpankWagon.net.
What's up?
What's up?
What's happening?
What's going on, Murph?
He's adjusting.
Hit me in the head with the laptop.
I know.
Why didn't you hit her in the head with the laptop? You know,
please don't hit anyone in any heads with laptops.
You know you got glitter all over your face too, right?
Oh, am I? Oh, shit, I'm going to get busted, huh? I got to lie like a motherfucker. See, what happened was some kid opened up some glitter outside Big Lots, and the shit spread on my face.
I had to save him from a bus.
No matter what you say, your wife's going to be like, went to Little Darlings, didn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Which is exactly where we should go tonight, but that's just me.
Well, that's just you. All right, I think I got every mic on.
I try to get Scrappy's face in my lap, but instead it went to my chin, so I...
Okay.
Yeah, no one else thought
that
was funny.
Murph, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Murph's readjusting.
I'm talking.
No, I was giving Meg my laptop so she can...
By myself.
Recount the events.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Act
all
like
right.
You're not used to it.
Fun blog stuff. Tony, how you doing over there?
Doing dandy. Talking,
doing dandy. All right.
And yeah. Hanging in the studio as well.
You know, I didn't even know he was going to be here.
And surprise. I'm serious.
Yeah, Tit. Not you, actually.
Don't be mean. That's my man, Stitz, back there. You leave him alone.
Yeah, it's Tit.
Don't be mean.
I can't help it.
His camera costs more than you make in a year.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Oh, and he's buying a new one. Nice.
That's where I remember you from.
Yeah, from last year when we did the Chicano tree with Chief.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Ginger's using that as her
a Christmas thing
her Christmas
for her.
Her Christmas pictures? Yeah, the Chicano tree.
All right.
The fun times. So anyway, I'm just a producer. I just
no.
Sit here.
You're going in because you booked the guest.
Okay, fine. So joining us in studio again is Meg.
Hello.
We love Meg.
Yes, we do.
More importantly, we love to watch Meg be all happy and jump up and down.
As many times as Meg's been here, she still doesn't talk.
Hello.
She still doesn't talk into the microphone.
And Trencher just missed it.
You did that last
time. Did I miss something? Because I was adjusting levels. And
she was bouncing. You
well,
missed it.
Can you take off this red thing? You all want me to deep throat it when I talk into it. It gets a little hard.
Wait. Say that again.
You want me to deep throat the mic and it gets a little hard.
Perfect.
Sound clip. Gonna have to write down the time for that one.
Oh no, 22 minutes in.
So
5 minutes to get out.
So we brought Meg on because Meg's MySpace
because
profile.
He has a huge pair of fucking tits in my face. No, that's why she's on the show.
Meg's MySpace profile is a never-ending source of amusement for me. I love going to her page and reading. That was not me.
What's all that popping?
That was not me.
Oh yeah, that's right. You don't have. Okay, yeah. That's probably the mic. Oh well.
Going and reading comments and reading things. Meg, tell everyone what's been going on with your MySpace profile.
Okay, well, I started a blog because almost every damn day I get some moron sending me an idiotic message about how he wants to come on my tits or fuck my ass or whatever it is.
Decaf, stop emailing her.
Yes.
Damn it.
And no isn't enough for these guys. I could say no. I yesterday said no politely. No, thank you. And they still write back. Oh, but it could be fun. Oh, you know, they don't take no. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to do something about this. And I honestly didn't think anyone would really be amused or whatever. But I post the blogs. I post their URLs. I post their phone numbers if they give them to me. every bit of information about them I can find, I will post up on my blog. Except for the last two because... I changed my name to Sugar Tits for 24 hours just to see what would happen. And
and exactly
it
what
got,
happened.
It got interesting. It got very interesting. I got more emails in that 24 hours than I have since I started the blog.
Which means people on MySpace are specifically looking for Sugar Tits.
Maybe they're just Mel Gibson fans.
Yes, yes. I don't know. The name amuses the hell out of me.
I'm surprised MySpace even let you keep the name for even 24 hours.
Are you kidding me? One of the people on my MySpace is Master Josh's fuck whore. So
All right.
Master Josh is apparently my hero.
Sugar Tits is actually the third most popular search word on MySpace.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
So you've been inundated.
How would anybody know that?
He's joking.
Oh, he's bullshitting.
I know absolutely everything that I make up.
All right.
I like that one.
You know, 97% of all statistics are bullshit. So anyway,
but about 90% of the guys who email me are Catholic, strangely enough.
I'm not Catholic. I'm the other 10% of sick bastards.
Don't ask me.
Well, sometimes Jesus tells us to come on nice tits.
And about 99% of them are Christians.
And you're a woman, too.
Yeah.
Well, that always helps. Would you want someone emailing you? Can I come on your tits?
I thought Catholic priests would do sugar balls. Can I come on your balls, John?
I did have a guy the other day ask me, and that's one of my favorites, is would you like to get some head today? That's what he emailed me.
He probably is more like,
in
would
big
you
letters,
like to
in
get
big bold
some
letters,
head today?
Took him 30 minutes to type that whole thing out.
And all I kept thinking was natural born killers. That's the worst fucking head I've ever had. Next time, don't be so fucking eager. But then I just mailed back, emailed him back. You could actually see that one on
so
my blog.
So you reply to all of them?
No.
I mean, aside from, okay.
No, I don't reply. I actually have one where I didn't even reply. There's 11 where I didn't even bother to reply. Like, no way that, well, I could look up. And that one, that guy asked if he could come on my tits. And there's just shit like that. And, guys, you can't spell, or they'll write it out in text speak, like they're sending me a text. And I'm like, you've got a full fucking keyboard. I don't understand what the problem is.
So is there, let's just draw this out here. Is there ever a chance that you are ever going to respond yes to any of these requests?
Oh, hell no. And it says that on my page.
Now,
it says in big, bold letters.
You've said yes to a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have that. Yeah. To get phone numbers to post them on my blog, I might say yes. Well, Tony's an example of somebody I have met on MySpace and fucked. So it does happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Tony.
Hey, I may be white, but I'm hung like an Asian.
But he never asked to fuck me. So there you go.
He just begged.
Yeah.
I never asked either.
He actually noticed.
Just assumed.
He actually noticed what I had on my page, commented on my art. I think 90% of the guys who email me asking me for sex have no idea that I actually draw porn for a living to boot. But, and it was actually, conversational, getting to know you like a human being thing.
Actually, that's kind of a stalker method. You see, they kind of get to know everything about you, like posting phone numbers.
They could actually take, well, it says on my thing, and, I am, if you're not an atheist, there's absolutely no fucking chance you have to get in my pants anyway. And it says that on my page. I don't want to meet I'm interested in older atheist men. But I get these 26-year-old Catholics asking if they can, fuck my ass. I don't get it.
Practicing for priesthood.
I guess.
It's everything Father Paul taught me.
And yay! I even get, 16, 17-year-old boys. And they're always like, hey, what up? That's what usually they said. What up?
This is the generation we're raising. Do you believe this?
Yeah, look at Scrappy.
Thanks, man.
No, I mean,
I've gotten Scrappy's emails.
I have not gotten any emails or text messages. So.
Would you go show Knight? You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What the hell did you
talk about your email?
It's hard for her to text with that giant black cock bouncing in her ear.
Hold on a second.
Damn it, you're causing mistypes.
let me set it on your shaft so I can do my text.
Maybe she writes it out on his cock in white grease pen. Then shorthands it on the text. Maybe that's what it is. She can get an entire, fucking soliloquy out there, and then
it was
the
best
message.
Of times, it was the worst of times.
It's like a Tracy Lords porno.
Exactly. So, Meg, why don't you read us some of your choice hits on there, some of your favorite ones.
Don't read the ones I said.
Well, I like the guy who I got to, this is really recent. I got this guy to say he'd fuck another guy, or fuck with another guy, blow another guy, and I actually got him to say he jerked off to small dogs.
What's Michael Vick doing? Michael Vick's been in prison too long already.
Would you like to hear this one?
Sure, yeah. Go for it.
This is one of the longer ones, but he is Tony. He is not this Tony, but Tony, a 29-year-old Catholic male who believes that professional wrestling is unscripted.
Bring it
up. We all look.
That's how he describes himself on dating sites.
It's, I know what you guys do is
it's
real.
It's so real to me, damn it.
He's like, look, I want to body slam you. Amen.
And you know what? And his actually starts out kind of nice. But, like, as I said, he's a 29-year-old Catholic. He flunked an open book exam. Hence, he's subject to whatever else I release on him. I mean, he could read the blogs. He could see the bold letters. Don't fucking email me. But, yeah, he does. But anyway, he writes, hey there. Nice to meet you. If you get a chance, send a message back. Hope to talk to you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Whatever. That's a nice one. I said, well, I'm already fucking Tony right now, so I'm all full up of Tonys. Just wondering.
They're great.
Okay. Next time we see Meg, she's covered in sugar coating across the fucking place.
Where she gets the sugar tits from.
Say, are those frosted flakes on your chest?
Meg's covered in milk. She must have been over at Tony's.
But the next comment I made was because he has porn kind of right next to how religious he is. And so I said, just wondering, does it bother you to have your religious proclamation directly touching porn? That always amazes me. LOL. Which I hate LOL, but there it is.
Holy crap. You said proclamation. Half of MySpace just went illiterate. Huh? Proclamation.
Yeah, that is a problem.
What about was she looking in the bathroom?
Oh, it's a percolator.
So Tony writes, you don't think you could add one more Tony? And I write, why? You want to fuck my pussy while he's fucking my ass? Is having your balls slap against another Tony's balls too creepy for you?
Damn.
So he writes back, that sounds good. You want to? Wow.
Now, Tony, at this point, I need to ask you, are you okay with your balls slapping against another guy's balls?
Or another Tony's balls.
Another Tony's balls, or is that completely out of the question?
Sometimes I pay extra for it.
Wait for the hairs to get tangled.
Only if it's another Tony.
Meg, you seem to have hit the jackpot with this one.
Woo! Yeah, he's a funny one. Okay, so sweet. All right, sweet. We can have an anal train. Are you into butt-fucking guys, too? That would be my total fantasy C-U-M, come true. Oh, my God. I'm so hot right now just thinking about your hairy cock and his hairy ass. Two sweaty, heaving, thrusting, grunting men fucking right on top of me. I'm going to have to jill off right now. Hot. Right back soon. XOXO Meg.
See, she does say yes, guys.
Did he reply?
And he replied.
It's good to see you've gotten a hobby, Meg.
Yeah, I try to get him not to reply. I'm trying to get him to go, oh, never mind. But he doesn't do that.
He's Catholic. Yeah. You got to go the other way. You got to go back to the women.
Apparently. And he said, okay, let's see. Okay, he said, I'm really want to do you, if that's okay, let me know.
Well,
I don't know the sentence, what that exactly
I really wanna.
Okay.
That means that he's going to do all the other shit you just said. To just
yeah,
what
I think so.
That's what he's saying.
I write back, awesome, please don't be screwed around here unless you really intend on screwing around. First thing first, I require all my bisexual male lovers to have HIV tests. These are actually available at any major drugstore. Once you have the results, I'll give you my fax number and I'll email you a consent form for my live webcam show. Which obviously doesn't exist.
Damn, I've been looking.
If it did, I'd already be watching it.
And yet he comes back. And he writes, test done. Let me know if you still want to do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would so start giving out just random fax numbers.
He didn't get the test. It takes longer than that to get test results for an HIV test.
But I want to see what they fax through. Like, just give me.
Yeah, well,
go to fucking Kinko's and or
he's
get gonna, like
he's
a
gonna come over a house with a piece of paper. I don't have HIV. See,
I know, got it. I know, got it.
He put his cock on a scanner and then just printed out the picture and put a happy face next to it. I'm good to go.
A plus. I took the test. There you go.
I are winner. I can see it now. A whole new land of lolcocks. That'd be great.
But here's where it starts to get bizarre.
Oh, here.
But wait, there's
more. There's more. Yes.
Order now.
Okay, when do you get the results back? I write, you know, when you get the results back, let me know. Quick question. Are you into bestiality dog at all? I.e. dogs.
Jesus. Oh,
the plot thickens.
Oh, no.
That's not the plot.
Yeah. Okay. I scrolled up too far. There we go. Are you into dogs? Yeah, I am. He writes, I just can't wait to do this while I'm playing with myself right now thinking about it.
Once you mention
so
dogs.
I write back, what breed of dog is your favorite to whack off to? Big butch dogs like Rottweilers and Bull Mastiffs or little fluffy dogs like Pomeranians and Shih Tzus. And I actually left it on my blog, but he answered back, I like the little ones. And then he writes, have...
well, he...
They don't bite so hard.
He is Catholic, after all.
He says, I have a quick question for you. You have another girlfriend? You would like to join us? I'm a real animal in the bed, hun.
A hun? Animal?
A bed, hun. Cute 80s music.
And here's where you know I'm lying, okay?
Wait, you really do want to have someone whack off to dogs with you?
No. Okay. No, but here's the big clue right here. When he asked if I'm, you know, want to fuck another chick, I write, gross. No way am I ever fucking another chick. Fuck that. I think we all know I have fucked women.
You've probably fucked more women than I have, and that's really kind of funny.
It's possible.
Oh, she's like, calculate, carry the two.
Yeah.
Stitz, you know math. Hurry, do the math.
Yeah. So anyway, he writes back, I was talking for me. I thought switching my cock from pussy to pussy would be fun. So all of a sudden, I don't know how, he's trying to switch this from him fucking Tony to him fucking me and another girl. I don't know how he thought he was going to get
that. Some MySpace Jedi mind trick right there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not so the cock you're looking for.
You forgot. Wait. Is that the hand wave or is that the hand wave?
Exactly. I think you've got to go out with it.
Out with the hand wave. This is not the cock you're looking for.
Somehow he thought he was going to get out of fucking... Well, that was never going to happen anyway, but, you know.
I don't know. Tony seems pretty up to it right now.
I thought that was...
Now you've ruined Christmas. Way to go, Meg.
Meg's the Grinch.
There is no Santa.
You thought it was real. I know. Tooth Fairy's not
real. I love small dogs.
But anyway, I actually had to eventually break this to him because I got bored with this guy.
Because he wasn't catching the hint.
Not at all.
And he wasn't that good at it either.
No. And anyway, I wrote back, sorry, that's something you have to do with someone that's not me because I'm the only pussy allowed in the room. Listen, if you're not into fucking my boyfriend's ass or my boyfriend's dog's ass, you better just let me know now. And he says, all I want is yours anyway. So eventually I did. I broke it to him and said, dude,
womp, womp, womp.
I've been doing a social experiment on you to see how gay a guy would go in order to get some pussy. Apparently the answer is all the damned way. Thanks for participating in my experiment. I really can't believe you didn't bother to read my page, which is the only way I got away with any of this. Have fun striking out, Meg.
Not just gay. Nice. He was willing to go gay with dogs.
Yeah. Gay with dogs.
Bestiality gay.
Well, if you're gonna go halfway, you might as well. Yeah. Hey, ass is asshole. Balls are balls.
Someone's licking my balls tonight. I don't care who or what. Yeah, but someone's licking my balls.
Here's the thing. This guy's gonna be walking around with a dead Pomeranian on his dick.
Somebody will walk up and say, "Oh, you know Meg."
See, now here's the interesting part. We've got Scrap here in the studio. And Scraps is a little more conservative. Than
a little more?
So
she couldn't even say anal sex 2 weeks ago.
I could say anal sex.
She just can't say I want anal sex.
Oh, okay.
Usually there's a pillow in the way. Anyway, have you had guys just randomly approach you on MySpace and just want to jerk off on your tits?
Me?
No, the other large-breasted woman sitting next to me.
I did not just write this down either.
Anal sex is great.
I did not just write this shit down either.
That would be for like Murph.
I have no pin. I did this shit before the show. See,
anal sex is great.
Yeah, no, it's
funny you brought
freaky.
That shit up.
I know.
So, what if guys?
You know. Girl, I've heard it all too. Like, and I don't have. I mean, like, I've seen your page, and I don't have half like that. Like, I'm clothed in fully.
I honestly think every chick on MySpace should start doing it. Because it's to put up, you know, who's doing this. Half these guys are married, or they have girlfriends. One guy, I told him I hope he got AIDS, because he was trying to cheat on his girlfriend with
Tony?
Me.
Tony?
Shut up, dude.
Oh.
Trying to hide the Pomeranian.
But I mean, I honestly think every chick should do it because it
no, I mean,
slow down.
Why are you fucking it up for the rest of us?
Because a lot of girls like the attention. A lot of girls are like, oh yeah, and that's how they want.
Oh,
that
well, then
shit,
don't
you know?
They? I guess.
But, hey,
but then, you know,
then,
they're
so
fine.
Some of those guys out there are thinking, you know, well, this girl might, you know,
like you.
Like, no.
Well, it's like, you don't talk to a prostitute like that. You don't talk to a porn star like
that. I know, you just
that.
Say, how much, bitch? Well, 20s, Meg 40s, 60s.
Meg even pretty much hangs up warning signs on her site. Look, if you're going to talk to me like this,
but that
don't
makes
bother.
Them
want to
do it and, even more.
And they're like, look, oh, she must really like it.
But then, you know, I get a lot of guys. I mean, I actually want to do a gallery of the nice guys, because there are plenty of guys that, you know, who send me perfectly nice emails, who I turn down, who are perfectly polite. And, you know, there are guys like that. There's plenty of guys like that.
They still want to fuck you, honey. They're just being nice about it.
Well, of course. I mean, I want to fuck too. I'm not frigid. I just
you heard it here, boys. She wants to fuck too.
Well, I do. I just don't want to be like walking around the street and having some guy hump on me.
Right. You know? That's like, basically what it
or
is.
Or
like,
well, fuck. Now what am I going to get her for Christmas?
Dick in your ass, like
Pomeranian.
I don't know you. What, you know?
They would never say that shit to my face.
Right.
They would never say that shit to my face.
Okay. I got it. I got to give Scrappy's gift because it's too funny, man. We're on the subject. I can't ruin this fucking
book. All right, why don't we go ahead and give Scrappy's gift?
Is it lube?
You got to read the card first.
You got to read the card?
God. Out loud?
Yes.
It's heavy.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
It's, like, really heavy.
Is it shaped like a fist?
No, hold this. It's heavy, huh? It's, like, in a clothes, a shirt box.
What the
A gift box. It's heavy, huh? It's,
like, I broke the box.
Oh, God.
Yes. Stitz is going to take photos for us.
You got to read the card first.
Okay. What luck that Stitz is here with the camera.
And this is not why I invited you. I just wanted you to come and hang.
I'm scared.
Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, how's everything since the accident? Because weren't you in a
baby
car accident
raper?
Last time you were here?
Santa Claus?
Oh, wait.
It's a Santa Claus.
Wait. I want to talk about that when we get a chance a little bit, because that's fucking funny.
Okay, cool.
Oh my! You want me to read all this?
Yes.
Christ, it's a goddamn novel.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he's a writer.
Yes. Which, by the way, you can purchase Decav's novel on our website.
Absolutely shameless.
Scrappy, one of the best moments that happened to me was, goddamn, I cannot read your handwriting, was meeting you this year. I'm glad you joined the Spank cast, and it's God's gift to me be able to. You're so illiterate. Are you serious? Your titties. I mean, you every week I pissed you.
What?
I'm pissed you
haven't.
Here,
let me read it. God damn it.
You can't even read his handwriting.
She doesn't speak.
It's like chicken scratch.
Ebonic.
One of the best moments that happened to me was meeting you this year. I'm glad you joined the Spank cast, and it's God's gift to me to be able to see your titties. I mean, your face every week. I'm pissed you haven't showed us your tits. But judging by your shitty sex life, your inability to give head, and that you do and you do have your mother's face before her surgery. Oh! I see why you are having problems with sex. But Big Daddy, out of the kindness of his big heart, is giving you a gift to solve your frigidness.
What are you hitting me for?
I fucking hate you.
I'm getting out of the way.
Do I really have to open this shit?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You gotta open it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, everybody's interested.
I know. I'm like scared that something's. I'm scared.
Will it bite her?
Oh my God.
Oh hell yeah, that's cool. Fuck that shit. That's cool. Well, this is cool.
So we've got.
Wait. What did you get there, Scrappy?
Got me some handcuffs.
Not handcuffs.
Love cuffs.
Same, whatever.
What type of love cuffs?
Wait, I want to read this.
Can you?
No, because there's a sticker over it.
Security tag.
Oh, that's not sticker, honey.
Oh, no, it's just directions. Never mind. It looks like something.
That's
directions.
That's old man's jizz on
like
those.
Like, you need directions.
Hey, well, actually, he doesn't. He's black.
And what's the other thing?
Porn.
Woo-hoo.
Some good old-fashioned fuck rags. Nice.
It says wet in the morning, wet in the evening, and wet at night. Sex and more sex. Come home for me.
See, note the time.
Oh,
I got to isolate that.
Well, not so only that, but that's the first time she's actually
probably held a pornographic magazine in her life.
1-800-DARK-TWAT. I'm dark, sexy, and ready. Give it to me now. Most major credit cards accepted. Adults only.
The guys who are emailing me, please just leave me alone and call that
phone. I know. Here's the number.
1-800.
There's a 1-800-669-SLUT. This slut will take it anytime, any place. Most major credit cards accepted.
There you go, guys. There you go.
Holy
so
shit.
Leave Meg alone and call the dark.
No, keep doing this because this is funny.
If you want to talk about art, email me. Well, there's no end to morons.
No, there's
hold
never
up,
going
hold
to be.
Hold them up. Matt's going to take some photos for us. Here, hold up your love cuffs there.
Can I put them on you?
If you put them on me, it better be just you, me, and...
the cuffs.
Exactly. See, my question is, we already know if she'd put those on Wes, he'd just tear right out of him. The guy's an animal. He'd be gone.
Or you'd have flashbacks.
She would have been putting that around his wrist.
Flashbacks.
You can't open it?
It's
stapled.
Plastic. By the way,
it won't open. It's nothing new.
Oh!
Yeah, those things are
just a tip, by the way, with Christmas morning coming up, just a tip for all of you guys. I found the greatest tool for opening up plastic blister packs.
Shotgun.
Did you actually?
Your no. cock?
It's thin, needly.
There we
touch
go. No,
plastic.
Actually, you know, funnily enough,
it comes with two keys. What?
In case you lose one.
Because there's no safety.
Have you never read Gerald's Game? Trust me, you always need a second set.
Yeah.
Use a can opener. I used a can opener the other day to
a can opener.
A can opener.
That's on those like hermetically sealed blister packs.
Yeah. You just
That's cool, Decaf. Thank you.
You know, I've been looking for my niece is turning 18 on Christmas, and I've really been looking for a good gift for her. Thanks for the ideas.
Oh, for the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Some love cuffs for her 18th birthday.
That's nice.
That's cool.
And then just give her a decaf as well. I mean,
you wrap me up.
What little white girl doesn't need a large black man for the holidays? Holy shit.
I want to see everybody else's gift now.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
We got to space it out a little
bit.
Thank you.
That's cool.
All right, Meg. Wow. What other stories do you have? Oh, yeah. By the way, back to Meg, our guest in the studio, and Tony, who's joining her.
Yeah.
Hello, Tony.
Hello. Hello.
Pulling off the bowler hat.
My other favorite is...
Is Meg a screamer?
Hey, wait a minute. This is a unique opportunity.
I know.
He
grabbed the microphone off the...
Oh.
We've never had anyone here in studio who's actually fucked Meg before.
Yeah, I know.
We've heard stories. We've had name drops.
We have people.
All of us have fantasized about it, but no one who's ever actually done
it. Wait.
November.
Yeah, the calendar's
up. The calendar.
So is she a screamer?
Is she a screamer?
Well, depends on how angry you get her.
Screamer or moaner? Both? In between?
I'd have to say a little more moaning than screaming.
But that might
change if she lived somewhere other than an apartment.
Ah, okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the neighbors.
All right, my question, Tony, how many black eyes have you gotten? Because something tells me she's going to be rough as hell.
Wow, for a moment, I thought you were right.
Not here, not to
how
her.
How many black guys? I really don't want to relive prison right now.
He actually did say black guys. It's just another Freudian slip from our man Trench.
Note that's 47 minutes. Oh.
Catholic.
I'm a sub. No.
You're a sub?
Yeah, I'm a sub.
So in the middle
of
I know. Everyone thinks I'm a dom. I know.
It's because you don't pay attention, Trench.
I don't.
In regular life, I'm very outgoing.
You're right. Now I think about the photos I've seen. You're always in the sub.
Mm-hmm.
In the sub. So that means if someone's middle getting fucked, you come in and take over for them.
Time out.
I can't take you.
Coffee break. Meg.
No more. Meg, come here. Save me. Oh.
Stunt snack.
Is his name Tony?
Yeah, but I'm really into Tony Bukkake.
Ooh. With a cup of sake?
There's a stage name.
Tony Bukkake.
I'm Tony Bukkake. Hey, could you laugh like that again for me? Thanks. That's great.
Nice.
Hey, wait until you see Meg's Christmas gift. I'm getting her a trampoline.
Yeah!
Damn.
That's a neighborhood Christmas gift.
My mom would never let me have one.
He's like, why is all the little boys on the walls?
If you get her a trampoline, we also need the Baywatch patented slow motion camera to go with them.
It's like, Mom, can I get binoculars for Christmas?
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Now, Meg, while you're looking that up, we do want to remind everyone, you do have your own site, not just MySpace, that they can get pictures of you and your artwork.
Actually, there's no pictures right now, but there's artwork.
You've started a new series.
Well, yeah, I have a new comic, a little bit different style. It's at Pulptoon, PulpToon.com.
Is that a spinoff of Cantoons?
Yeah, Yahoo shut us down, so we had to move.
Do you sell your work?
I sell my work? Yes. Yeah.
Is it high price or is it a decent price? I mean, can a black man buy it or is it only white people only?
Well, on the first of the month, definitely.
Do you accept food stamps is what he wants to know.
Or is it easy to
steal? Wake up. It's the first of the month.
I used to be a stripper. I know what the first of the month means.
Nice.
Business.
So, yeah, exactly. It's same in porn comics, too.
So they can go to pulptoon.com
and
they can get your work
you can
there.
Get, my new comic right now is Tasty Tales. It's told in the form of like old pulp covers. Like the whole thing looks like old pulp fiction covers. And it's, of course, the kind of classic jungle tale, you know.
Jungle,
hot,
baby.
Hot and topless, you know, women of color.
Big black niggas with big dragon cocks. Yes.
No men.
Oh.
It's all girl on girl.
Well, are you disappointed that there's no men?
I'm not in it.
I guess.
Just me. But.
It's a tribe of black, well, not necessarily black women, women of color, I like to say.
Women of color.
You never know exactly what part of the world they're from.
I think Decaf wants to be a model.
Yes.
Maybe the next one. I've only ever had one man in the comic. And he
was about
that.
Modeling, where could someone buy naked pictures of you, Meg?
Oh, actually, you could buy naked pictures of me at Mookie's Kitchen. Mookie's Kitchen.
Mookie.com.
Mookie. Mookie's Kitchen.
You know, that's a black nickname in the hood.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a Polynesian name.
Is it really? Well, a lot of guys like to go by Mookie in the hood. I don't know.
Well, don't worry. We'll put both those links
maybe
up on the
page. Maybe that's why. Maybe they're cannibals. Maybe they're cannibals.
Well, it goes with the island theme. Why not? Polynesian.
Yeah. Well, that was the idea for the... Well, it's not my site. Mr. Mookie. But,
she keeps looking at me with these cuffs. That's the really great part. That's awesome.
That's called a blessing.
Cool.
I think I'm getting some in the parking lot. That's outstanding. Whoops, that was out loud. Did I say that?
When I bought them, I laughed the whole fucking time in line.
What we need to do right now, we do need to go to a really quick break. You could say it. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And that's just creepy. We'll be back in just a minute.
Yes.
Oh,
and they always feel like they have to explain themselves. You know, like, yeah, I know, you know, my ancestors are slaves, but I'm really into this fetish thing. You're like, it's cool, whatever, man.
I got to make a reason or an excuse. All right, folks, Spankwagon Radio.
Like, I don't care.
You are back in the studio with us, Meg. And Meg, Mr. Mookie's on the line for you.
Hi, Mr. Mookie. Can I hear
you?
Can't hear him.
Try again, Mr. Mookie.
Hi, Meg. How are you?
Good. I could just barely hear him.
Just barely.
Try your earphones, because I think your earphones are down.
Yeah. Are you white?
Oh, Jesus.
You don't sound
what
white.
What kind of question is that?
That's a racist question.
That's
yeah, anyone who says it like that is white. That's a racist question.
Sorry.
Don't mind our black man in the studio. Dude, get to the mopping.
Now this is some nasty shit right there.
All right. How's it going, Mr. Mookie?
What are you showing me? Which
going
one?
Going all right. How's it going with you guys?
Not
it's
bad.
Good.
You guys have a foul-mouthed radio station.
We certainly do.
I approve.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Mookie, you have a site.
That's correct.
And
wait a minute. Captain Obvious is streaming through the studio.
I pause for a second if people answer. Mr. Mookie, why don't you tell everyone the site real quick?
All right. First of all, I think, and I may have misheard, I think that Meg misspelled the URL.
Oh.
Did I?
I knew someone was going to get yelled at.
I am the worst speller.
It is Mukis.
What did I say?
Kitchen. I think you said M-O.
Oh.
But you know, I
may have no better than that.
Out because I was in the middle of doing something at the keyboard, so.
But we want to get it right because it's an awesome site.
You weren't the one writing on our web. you're the one not writing on our MySpace page, is it?
Hmm? I have it on my MySpace page.
No, I mean, she's not.
You do have it right on your MySpace. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Mookie, now, I've been to your site before. I can't lie. And it is a great site.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you tell everyone what brought this about?
That would take a very long
time.
That's a
long
question.
Probably
beyond your show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there a Reader's Digest version?
Basically, I was interested in this, and I was already a photographer, and I figured, you know, who better to actually do a site like this than me? I know that doesn't sound very modest, but I was all set up to do it.
Yes.
And had a studio, had already been photographing nudes, so I was comfortable with the idea. I was comfortable with special effects. So I decided, let's give this a try and see if anybody bites.
How many people bite per month?
I won't discuss sales figures, but I will say that my daily visitors is usually up around 2,500 or so.
Nice.
Wow. Damn. Holy cow.
We haven't got 2,500 people to listen to the show the whole year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
whole lifetime of the show. 7 years of going, I'm at 3.
Now, of those people that visit the show, how popular would you say Miss Meg is?
I think she's very popular because most of the models who pose for Mookie's Kitchen are professional models. A lot of them are like bondage models, stuff like that. Some are porn models, but most of them specialize in fetish and bondage.
Now, you meet
Meg
all the...
Meg is completely unique because she contacted us because she was actually interested in this particular fetish. And that makes her very unique. And then she came out publicly on some of the boards, like Cantoon's board and a couple of the others. And so people got to know her. And it's kind of neat when, you know, there's a woman who's vocal about being into the fetish, participating in the discussion.
Hey, Mookie.
And that makes her very popular at Mookie's Kitchen.
Hey, Mookie. Now, do you meet most of the girls that come up there? Do some of them have attitudes or don't want to do certain things? Or
no, I don't seem to have any problem with that. But then again, I really won't work with those kinds of people anyway. Most of the models I work with are extremely professional. And I like
say the girls I worked with in Mookie's Kitchen, every one of them I worked with is just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I just did a shoot with Meg, with Jules. Uh-huh. And I know you adore Jules.
Yeah, I love Jules. I've posed with her, what, three times?
I think so.
Yeah, but she's wonderful.
She's probably been at Mookie's Kitchen more than any other single model. She's played chef, but she's also played the entree. And we just photographed her. As the entree.
Scruffy's eyes went up.
Coming up in a couple weeks, that portfolio should be up.
And Jewel has her own site, too. And all that. Jewel's pretty popular on the web.
Yeah.
So
you guys are all giggling there.
Oh, we're looking at porno magazines.
We're looking at porn magazines. And Scrappy's talking about the size of those girls' dipples.
Scrappy's fascinated with porn here in the studio. She just doesn't seem to understand what we have happening in the studio.
We're introducing her to a whole bunch of new stuff.
we're all used to it.
Yeah, right now?
She's all giggly about it.
Yeah, she's looking at it right now.
This girl's got nipples like the size of like a cake plate.
I never heard that one before. That's
some random porno magazine she got for Christmas.
It's like...
cake plate.
cake plate.
I've never heard that
see,
one.
See, look
before.
At that. She made a little cannibal reference without even knowing it.
There
see
you
how
go.
It goes.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
The funny part is, funny. As I was going through the sample gallery and stuff, Scrappy was kind of torn as what to be looking at. Is she looking at the sample gallery or should she look
really
at the magazine?
Pretty, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm looking at that. Like, that's unique. I mean, this.
Well, Mookie is the only place I pose for, and it's one. It's such a fun experience. He's so fun to work with, and two, he takes great photographs. They're really beautiful.
They are. There's some really good-looking art
Mookie's
here.
The man. I'm buying a T-shirt tomorrow.
Yeah. And it's all very graphically sexual as well. It's not, you know, he doesn't really, a lot of people compromise the sexuality for the artsiness, and I don't think he does that. You get both.
Cool. Very cool.
I am digging the girl on a spit.
All right, Mookie. Well, thank you very
That's
much for calling in and correcting Meg on the spelling.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't call in
I'm
to
sure
correct
I said
Meg.
I'm
cool.
I called in no, to ask, Meg, when do we get to roast you next?
Well, that's what I always say at any time. I've actually lost about 15 pounds since the last photo shoot.
And I'm hungry.
You
shit.
Still have the curves. Though.
Oh, of course I have the curves. The
boobs
don't go anywhere.
Oh, yes, she has the curves.
You know, cannibals, they like their girls with a little bit of meat on them.
I know. But
oh, she
my
got enough meat, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Atkins cannibals.
No, I'm not getting past a size 6, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Goddamn.
Well, that's plenty of meat.
Mrs. Mookie and I would look forward to seeing you again.
Well, I look forward to seeing both of you.
Yeah, and you have a happy holiday.
You too.
You know, a nice season, relax a little bit.
Yeah, I get to go home to Florida to see the family, so
cool.
That's probably out. No relaxing there.
Relaxing.
No relaxing at family. All right, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
No problem.
Bye, Mr. Mookie.
Bye-bye, Meg.
So we will put a correctly spelled link on the front page.
I already got
so
it written down.
M-U-K-I-S.
Awesome.
And I noticed D. Kevin went, ooh, you know. He even had to fit that one in there. All right.
Dude,
so
I am loving
at?
The like the meat thermometers in the ass.
That's
and all
my
that stuff.
I love that.
That is outstanding.
Meat thermometers in the ass. I'm missing
yes.
this over here.
You are
but,
missing it, dude.
I'll check it out later.
That's fine.
Fantastic.
Is that on?
You've got one like that.
I've got one like that. Yeah, yeah. I've got a whole portfolio. Actually, I've got them with me.
Tony,
she's got a meat thermometer just sitting in her living room, no, folks.
I've got two.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
The thing is, though, someone walks by, they don't immediately think,
no.
"Huh, porno stuff out." No, they're like, "This needs to go in the kitchen."
Yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot in my bedroom. They're like, why is there a meat fork?
You know, who the fuck is up with all this Crisco?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This much
I prefer the extra virgin olive oil. So.
Who needs this much honey? Okay, guys.
Wait. Extra virgin, making up for something?
No, okay. Of course, yeah.
Everyone needs an extra virgin.
There you go.
Well, I like to say I'm a virgin every time I have sex. So.
Damn.
What, we have to get you drunk and convince you?
No. Oh, no, I didn't need to get drunk and convinced the first time either. So.
All right, grab a fork.
About time, let's go.
Dig in, bitches.
About time.
Dig in.
Holy shit.
Those are like, that's like the best words a guy could ever hear. You know, I want in your pants. Fucking about time, let's go, yeah. You know?
Oh, my God. All right, guys, so again, one more time, that's mookieskitchen.com. And don't forget, you can check out all of Meg's artwork at pulptune.com. Yes. All right, so we have to bid farewell to Meg and Tony for now. We got some stuff we got to take care of. But, guys, we love you. Come back anytime, please, if you have anything you want to do.
Door's always open to everyone, so.
Seriously, if you want, just you
know how to my house.
We can just do a show.
Just don't be here in the morning at 8 a.m., and I do have to lock the gate. The barbed wire will hurt.
We'll just bring Tony on for a show, and he can tell you what it's like to fuck me.
Damn.
That's a special event right there. We'll have to promote that.
That's the next live show.
I'm working on a book.
Can we get a slideshow?
All right.
I don't forget projector.
Dude, I want a PowerPoint of this, you know?
This is the point of entry right here. That is the vagina lips moving.
This is my smile. This is her smile. This is her face smiling.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we do need to take a break. I've got to get more batteries for my laser pointer. All right, Trench, why don't you go ahead and fire up some music real
All
quick.
All right, oh, God. The only Christmas carol I've left is a bunch of retards singing.
Outstanding. Woo! Aptly appropriate for what's coming up
Oddly
next.
Oddly enough. All right, we'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.